Our reading this morning is from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, beginning to read at verse 25. When the crowd found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. You're looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Don't work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one whom he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "from now on give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." We heard last week about the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, and in this commentary on it, if you like, Jesus points to the past and to the future. And this is a pivotal point, a turning point of history. He looks back to the Old Testament and to Moses, who was given the manna in the Old Testament. And the Jews tend to forget that God was behind Moses and that he really was the giver. You can still actually buy manna, you may like to know. At one of these days, I shall bring you some. But he also points back to the Old Testament in this declaration, "I am the bread of heaven." Because the Jews listening would know that that "I am" was the name of God, Yahweh. "I am that I am." And here Jesus is claiming his divinity. He is claiming to be the Son of God. That's looking back, but looking forward, he's also, of course, giving us a foretaste of the Last Supper and the breaking of bread that we will be sharing later. And he gives thanks every time for this bread. And of course, bread is an absolutely essential staple diet for life. Most of our very ancient ancestors would have bread and onion, perhaps a bit of cheese for lunch, and that was it. And then in the evening they would have bread and perhaps some gruel. But the most important thing was the bread. And we have to thank the Earl of Sandwich, of course, for being so much in a hurry that he asked them to put his meat in between two pieces of bread. Hence the sandwich was born. But here, of course, Jesus is not sort of just claiming a physical loaf on the doorstep every day for each of us, but rather a spiritual awakening to repair our relationship with God, to find God, to know him, and to share in the love that he gives us. The trouble with our society is that most people have more than enough, perhaps too much, as far as the physical things of the world are concerned. But spiritually, they're looking spiritually they are lacking. They have been replaced by what the world calls mindfulness. Now, you can have Christian meditation, but a lot of the mindfulness that the world is putting forward is really, I think, a sense of worship of self, with those phrases that we're so used to hearing, because you're worth it. And the latest, of course, is you won't feel guilty spending your children's inheritance when you're sipping a G&T in your camper van watching sunset over the Lake District. Whatever. I think that just is so awful. It's pandering to the very lowest of the low, as it were, and more of our adverts are tending to do that. You're important, the rest of the world doesn't matter. And the crowd here have just come because they want political action. They want to make Jesus king, they want to sort out the Romans, establish their independence, everything will be fine. And of course they want entertainment, a few more miracles please. And they want the material goodies. And they're so keen on getting these things that they've completely missed out on the spiritual blessing that Jesus brings. Here Jesus is declaring his divinity, and he asks the crowd to believe him. He has told them his authority, he's shown them miracles, still a lot of them don't believe. And some of them are about to turn against him as well. And he invites them now to come and to accept his spiritual peace and blessing and eternal life. The account is given of an Indian evangelist who had some copies of the Gospel of John. And he came upon a train, so he went round handing these Gospels out. And one man was so incensed that he tore the Gospel up and threw it out of the window, saying that it would defile him if he even read it. But that later there was a man walking along the track, as they do in India. Don't try this at home. And don't travel on the roof either. But this man walking along came upon a scrap of this paper, and it said, "The bread of heaven." And he thought this was such a beautiful and wonderful phrase that he asked his friends if they knew about it. And eventually someone said, "Well, it's from the Christian book, but if you read that, you'll be defiled and outcast." But he still sought after it, and he found it, and he read the gospel, and he became an evangelist himself, telling others, because this bread of heaven offers life with all its meaning, and it is eternal. It offers everlasting peace and everlasting rest. Joy now and joy to come. Amen.